kind of lobing on the vertical polar diagram on the last 10, 12 miles of the bombing run, the target tended to fade, change shape, and so on. And nobody quite knew what to do about it. The answer that came out of TRE was remarkably simple, if painstaking to apply, putting a piece of shaped perspex at the center of the barrel. It was possible to move the gaps in the polar diagram around and virtually eliminate them. That meant in Pathfinder Force, where I was at the time, that people came up from TRE and worked with us, and every scanner in Pathfinder Force was taken over to Witten and put a rig and its polar diagram measured, and the little piece of perspex moved around to optimize that particular scanner. It was a painstaking job, but it did achieve quite a degree of success.